The government gave us a new report today about the drought. It now covers more of the lower 48 states than at any other time on record. For nearly a quarter of the country, the drought is extreme. Jim Axelrod found that it's even hurting people on the water.
90 miles southwest of Chicago, signs of this cruel summer float lifelessly on the water.
We were 108 down here for 4 or 5 days in a row. Tremendous heat.
Fishing guide Buster Colgin hates what he's seeing on the Illinois River.
Every morning there was a lot of dead carp floating downriver.
Just because it was too hot?
Too hot.
The water was too hot?
Extremely too hot.
Hotter, shallower water has less oxygen. The fish suffocate. It's happening in Wisconsin, Tennessee, and Kentucky to pike, walleye, and bass. In Iowa, 37,000 sturgeon worth $10 million were found dead along a 42-mile stretch of the Des Moines River last month.
We got 2.4 foot of water. We should have 6.
Temperatures in the Midwest were 5 to 10 degrees above normal in July. Colgin has seen barely 2 inches of rain.
Add together those unusually hot temperatures and the critically low levels of rainfall, and this is what you end up with. In a normal summer, that tree trunk would be entirely under the river.
Buster Colgin's bait and tackle shop is down $1,500 a week. It would be even more if he didn't sell beer.
It's the only thing cold and wet around here.
Yep.
Colgin usually does 2 to 3 charter trips a week at $400 to $800 a shot. The heat and drought has dried that up, too.
They're expecting to catch fish for $800.
Correct.
So if you don't have any fish to catch,
I don't take you out.
The drought and heat could present a major problem for migrating birds this fall. Waterfowl depend on wetlands to rest and to feed, and Scott, this drought is going to make those wetlands much more difficult for the birds to find.